Three, two, one.
Hello and welcome to week five of the NFL season. We are into October. It is hard to believe, but week five of the NFL season is upon us. We have international game. We have a full slate of Sunday. We have our first week of byes, four teams on a bye, including the Falcons, the Pittsburgh Steelers are on a bye this week. A lot of fantasy relevant teams kind of on a bye this week, the Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears as well. So we'll get ready to dive in. I will give you games of the week, some lineup suggestions, and my picks against the spread. But first, let's go back. Talk about a frustrating Thursday night football game. It was an ideal matchup with the 3-1 San Francisco 49ers taking on the 3-1 Los Angeles Rams. You always love a good divisional rivalry battle, especially when both of the teams are good and kind of competing for that playoff spot. But going in, the 49ers, a rash of injuries. Brock Purdy got ruled out. Ricky Pearsall got ruled out. Juwan Jennings got ruled out. Ayuk and Kittle were already out. So it seemed like they were going to be hurting. We saw the line move quite a bit toward the Rams being heavily favored. And you know what? The 49ers started out with a huge lead. Rams kind of came back, looked like they were going to have a chance to drive in for a touchdown to take the lead late in the fourth quarter when Kyren Williams fumbled on the goal line. They were able to hold, get the ball back, kick a field goal, force it to overtime. The 49ers went down and got a field goal to kickstart overtime. And then the Rams, you know, each team is guaranteed a possession in the new version of overtime, whether you get a touchdown or not. The Rams were going down. They clearly wanted the touchdown to win the game. They decided to go for it on fourth down, well inside of field goal range. A curious call, a dive with Kyren Williams got stuffed by the 49ers to end the game, a 26-23 victory for San Francisco. The Rams feel like one of the better teams in the NFC. They could easily be 5-0 if they could block on field goals and if they could hold on to the ball at the goal line. But now a curious 3-2. The 49ers, meanwhile, despite all of these massive injuries, are 4-1. Mac Jones 3-0, starting in relief of Purdy. So it's been a good season for him and a good pickup for the 49ers. Let's talk about the rest of week five. The international series rolls on. This time, London is calling, and that is the first game. The Minnesota Vikings, who played in Ireland last week, stuck around and will play the Cleveland Browns in London today. Carson Wentz still the starter. Still no J.J. McCarthy for the Vikings, who are 2-2. The Cleveland Browns, meanwhile, have decided to go for the youth movement. Dylan Gabriel, the rookie, making his first start today instead of veteran Joe Flacco. Some interest there. Remember, this one kicks off early in about 45 minutes, so start getting those lineups set. The best of the early window games, the 2-2 Denver Broncos at the 4-0 Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles, one of only two undefeated teams left in football, but it has been a curious ride for them. A lot of criticism about their offense, pass offense in particular. The Broncos, meanwhile, a couple of bad beats against the Colts thanks to a penalty, and against the Chargers thanks to a little bit of a mini collapse down the stretch. But they looked really good on Monday night. It was the Cincinnati Bengals. Can they get that defense and offense going and manage to bottle up the Eagles in Philadelphia? This one, a good test for a Broncos team that fancies itself a playoff contender. The best of the late window games, 3-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 3-1 Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks, kind of the most under the radar team in a very good NFC West. All of the teams are 500 or better in the NFC West. With the Rams losing and the 49ers winning, the Seahawks want to get a win to keep pace. They, of course, lost to the 49ers in week one, so they would be technically in second place. The Buccaneers, meanwhile, started 3-0, a tough loss to the Eagles last week. Probably could have won that game, but a late turnover swinging things. Can they get a big road win against a good NFC opponent here and move to 4-1 and just further cement away that lead for themselves in the NFC South. Sunday Night Football, another good divisional matchup, the 2-2 New England Patriots at the 4-0 Buffalo Bills. The Bills, the only other undefeated team in the league, only undefeated team in the AFC. They have already won against the Jets and the Dolphins. If they get this win against New England, they will make it a clean sweep of the first round of divisional games. The Patriots, meanwhile, a little bit up and down, lost some tough games that maybe they could have won, including week three against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But they did come back with a huge win over Carolina last week. Can they get a big road win against Buffalo that kind of shows that they can be a contender? And Monday Night Football, a good matchup as well. The 2-2 Kansas City Chiefs, who are getting healthier and surging on offense, facing the 3-1 Jacksonville Jaguars. Another team could have been 4-0 if not for a couple of lapses in that game week two against the Cincinnati Bengals. But they have looked pretty solid. They are trailing the Colts in the AFC South, but trying to get in there, trying to get into the playoff picture. Can they hold strong against the Kansas City Chiefs team that, as I mentioned, is getting healthier and getting better on offense? They really exploded against Baltimore last week, but a lot of teams explode against Baltimore. So can they keep it up in Jacksonville? Lots of look at some of the games of the week, including all the primetime matchups. How about some of the people you might want to put in your lineups? Sit start. I was very good on start recommendations last week. I recommended Bo Nix, who ended up as QB5, James Cook, who was running back 10, Puka Nacua, who was wide receiver 1, and Tucker Kraft, who just missed and was tight end 15. So 3-1, felt good about that. I was way off on my sit projections. I had some caution about some guys who actually took off, including quarterback Jackson Dart, who was just good enough to sneak into the top 12, Ashton Janti, who exploded for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns after not doing much of anything the first 3 weeks, Stephon Diggs, who kind of emerged as a focal point in the passing offense for the New England Patriots. But I was right about Cole Kmet, merely tight end 23, not getting enough volume. So 3-1 in starts, 1-3 on sits, a total of 4-4 overall. Let's see if we can do better this week. As always, I give you one start and one sit at each of the key positions. My start this week is Dak Prescott. Look, I know no CeeDee Lamb might give you a little bit of pause, but without Lamb and facing a good offense in the Packers, he was QB1 in week 4. Now he's facing the Jets. You know, the Jets are a penalty-plagued team that have given up a lot of points. I like him to have a nice day. My sit on the other side is Geno Smith of the Las Vegas Raiders. He was supposed to bring stability to the quarterback spot. Maybe his presence is doing that some, but his play has left something to be desired. He's already thrown 7 interceptions in 4 games against only 6 passing touchdowns. Now the Raiders are on the road against a decent Colts team. We know Brock Bowers is still a little banged up. I am staying away. So that's quarterbacks. What about running backs? Look, I am all in on another rookie, and that is Cam Scadabaugh. Scadabaugh is running back 12 the past 2 weeks as the kind of feature back in that offense. He's given the Giants offense a lift. He's running hard. He's been a decent receiver. And now they're on the road in New Orleans. I think it's a winnable game, even with Malik Nabers out. But the Giants will need to lean even more heavily, I think, on the running game. I like Scadabaugh to have a big day. On the other side, I am out on Jordan Mason of the Vikings. Look, he's a good, strong runner. And in week 3 against the Bengals, we saw him explode. But in week 4 against the Steelers and a better defense, he only got 57 yards on 16 carries. Meanwhile, Xavier Scott is the receiving back that you want. So Mason has to do it on the ground. This week, he faces a stout Browns defense, second straight week in Europe. I just don't see a ton.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Top 24 day. So that's running backs. Let's look at receivers. And my start this week is Quentin Johnston. After a couple of frustrating years that led to some dynasty owners even cutting ties, Johnston has emerged in 2025. He's not only been a hit on the field, he's been the Chargers' best and most consistent receiver. He's wide receiver 4 on the year. He hasn't had less than 14.9 points in any game this season. I am firing him up. My sit on the other side is A.J. Brown of the Philadelphia Eagles. Look, it's been an up-and-down experience for the Eagles' passing game. Brown exploded in Week 3 in a comeback against the Rams, but he was held to just 2 receptions for 7 yards in Week 4. He tweeted about it post-game, which might make you think he's due for some love this week, but the Eagles play the Broncos, and that means Pat Surtain the second and a good secondary. I'm steering clear of Brown and this uneven passing game. So what about tight end? Well, my start this week is Darren Waller. He was finally healthy enough to play in Week 4, and he responded by catching 2 touchdowns in the Dolphins' Monday night win. The Dolphins play a soft Carolina Panthers team today in Week 5. They've lost Tyreek Hill for the season. I suspect Waller will be a prime target to help fill the void. He is a start for me. Meanwhile, I'm sitting TJ Hockenson of the Minnesota Vikings. Look, you may think I'm all out on the Vikings. I just don't think it's a great matchup. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And with Jordan Addison back, the Vikings were struggling in Ireland, and TJ Hockenson was just tight end 22 last week. The Vikings are still in Europe. They still face a tough opponent in the Cleveland Browns. Browns defense has been good and has been good at limiting the offense of the opposition. Carson Wentz doesn't light it up enough for me to feel like they're going to definitely overcome that the way the only team that has been, the only teams that have really move the ball extremely well on the Browns are ones with elite offenses like the Ravens and the Detroit Lions. I just don't see the Vikings having that. Hockenson is not a good play, and so he is a sit for me this week. That is a look at my sit start. Now let's turn it over to picks against the spread. Week 4 was better. Week 3, an outright disaster. Week 4, only 7-9, though, after getting off to a decent start. Can I get back on the winning path this week? Well, I hope so, but game 1 didn't start out that well. I took the Rams minus 5.5. I think the Rams snookered a lot of us, so I am already 0-1 for the week. But what else am I taking? I'm taking the Cleveland Browns plus 3.5. Look, I'm taking the Browns to get the outright win. The Vikings did not impress me much last week. I know there is a lot of love for the Vikings, but I think the Browns have a good defense. I think they have a good running game, and I'm curious to see what Dylan Gabriel can do. I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts minus 6.5 at home against the Raiders. Raiders, a turnover-plagued group. They are capable of some big moments, but they're also capable of blowing things. See that 25-24 loss to the Bears at home last week. Geno has been a little bit better on the road, but the Colts have been a very good team. They could easily be another team that's 4-0 had they not had a couple of gaffes against the Rams. So I am taking them at home by a touchdown. I'm taking the New York Giants on the road in New Orleans plus 1.5. I know the Saints are home favorites. They play better than their record, but I like this Giants team. I like this team with Jackson Dart and Cam Scadabo. I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys minus 2.5 on the road against the New York Jets. The Jets just feel like they are still a disaster. And even though the Cowboys are only 1-2-1, I think they've shown life and they've played a little bit better than that. I'm taking the Denver Broncos plus 4.5 on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. Look, I still think the Eagles will probably get the outright victory, but are they going to win by more than a field goal? No, I think this is going to be a close and tight game. The Broncos have both of their losses have been by 3 points or less. I don't think this will be any different. I'm taking the Miami Dolphins plus 1.5 on the road in Carolina. And honestly, neither of these teams are great, but I'm not sure why Carolina is favored after last week. I'm taking the Houston Texans plus 3.5 on the road against the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens defense is a mess. Lamar Jackson is now gone. The Texans actually have a good defense, and they should be able to get their offense going a little bit better against this Ravens defense. I think they are the team I'm taking for an outright victory. I'm taking the Tennessee Titans plus 7.5 in Arizona. Look, I think Arizona wins this game. The Titans are not a good team, but Arizona not incredible either, and now has incredible backfield woes with James Conner and Trey Benson both on IR. I'm taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 3.5 against the Seahawks in Seattle. I think the Buccaneers will get the outright victory. I like this Tampa Bay team. I'm taking the Detroit Lions minus 10.5 over the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. The Bengals' offensive line is a mess. Their offense is a mess. Their defense is not good. The Lions, after a week one blip, are back on track and looking solid. I'm taking the Los Angeles Chargers minus 2.5 at home against the Washington Commanders. I know Jaden Daniels is back. Terry McLaurin is not. There are a lot of offensive line injuries that are a somewhat of a concern for the Chargers, but I think they're good enough to get the home win. I'm taking the New England Patriots plus 7.5 in Buffalo. Don't go crazy. I think Buffalo gets the outright victory here, but I think this one's going to be close. Patriots have been playing better. The Bills have been good, but not dominating in a lot of these games. And I'm taking the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 3.5 at home over the Chiefs. This is another one. I'm taking the Chiefs for the outright victory, but I think this is going to be a tight game, probably in the range of a field goal. So I am taking the spread with the Jaguars. So that is my look at the picks against the spread for week 5. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Remember that games kick off now in just about 30 minutes. We have 4 windows of games again this Sunday, the International Series continuing for several more weeks. Next week, it's actually the Broncos and the Jets live from London. So I will definitely be locked in on that game. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and we will see you again next Sunday as we preview week 6.